ברוך אתה אלינו, אלוהים מלך העולם, שהכל נהיה במלא. אוקיי, זאת המשנה. בכל שנסמס עינוי ושניקטו הרגיודוי ושנשבו הרגלוי. So if the בכל got in a very obvious מום, any of these מומים are called, they're basically called מומים, that are mumim of hokim or mumim gluim. Different rishonim use different lashonis, but it means it's a vaday mum. Is areze yishochet olav al pi gimul b'nei haknesses. You can shecht it based on the gimul b'nei haknesses. What a gimul b'nei haknesses mean? Rashi just seems to learn it means yidden. Rashi says the gimel bnei haknesses of Rashi she'enam chachomim. Rabbi Yosi Omer afilu miyisham chav gimel in nishchet al pi mumcha. Rabbi Yosi says no, you always need a mumcha no matter what. Even by these mumim muvhokim, you need to have a mumcha. So the way Rashi learns einam chachomim. Rashi seems to learn they don't need to have any yidiyah b'chlal. If you look in Rabbeinu Gershon, he has a different lashon. Rabbeinu Gershon says that you could have the mum seen by three b'nei knesses, the loy b'inen mumchim gemurim. Says you don't need mumchim gemurim. And zokte Rabbeinu Gershon mum v'akom alikom k'go nisteseinu yiniktot. But that's the way he learns. Ben Gershon seems to be learned, claw, that some level of chokhma you need. And if you look, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says like this: Afilu kishiyipol mum, shkeich naftol. See, you got it all done. Afilu kishiyipo by mum begoli v'nikol koil kigoy nikta yode eragle kiyetsa by ein erashay l'sheich to yola al pi mumche sheyer l'shimum aroy l'shochet alav tim ein chocha mumche nita al pi gimu b'nei haknesses haynu chachomim k'tzas ve'einom b'kiyim kol kach. Other doctor. So Shulchan Aruch is clearly nigra after the lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon. That's a klal. And that's, if you look at the Mefarshei HaMishnah, they also learn that way. Tiferes Yisrael learns that way. The Yochin, and the Tiferes Yerushalayim learns that way. And many of the Mefarshei HaMishnah say, we're talking about a mumchak. So the Achronim understand that there's here a machlokes in the Rishonim, that Rashi says, because Rashi says clearly, that we're talking about anoshim that are inam chachomi. That's what he says. So I hold lefiyani is daiti, there's no machlekes in the Rishonim. But let's first go into the Rital Gazi a bit over here, and then we'll see how it goes with the Gemara. So I don't know if you have the Maram Bekoy, Mr. Rital Gazi. If not, I'll read for you the part that's negeh to us. Rital Gazi has a question here. What are we talking about? He brings down Tosfos, Masnitin lo shamini diklok mo zman hazeh, zman hazeh zman hazeh kayim, look, havalei lemigzah. Mizbaya mi divrayim, says the Rital Gazi, the sfirulei bepshitus te bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim, shroi lakhovo, Ein lahokel lahatir begimul bnei haknesses. Ki im dafka al pi mumcha. So our whole mishnah is only bizman hazeh. Doesn't say that, But that's what the Rit al-Ghazi is saying, based on, we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara. The Kivon, the Roy, La'akrova, Machmerin, and Tfe. Shema Kivon, Shein HaTarosa, Al-Deimum, Chayavo, Yoloima, Al-Mumoy, V'Shemum, Kavu, V'Yagia, Pseid, Al-Mizbeach, V'Shem Tikin, Al-Mizbeach, Echmiru. Mashen, Ki, Bizman, Azoi, B'chutz, Lorotz, Bizman, Shabes, Mishkayim, Kivon, Shein, Roy, Al-Mizbeach, V'Lekal, Bitl, Mizbeach, Loi, Machmerin, on Kuli, Hai, ובפרט אין לו את הכל הלא יכלה קימה על ידי מום. שמוכי יש לו הכל להתר פי גימו בני הכנסס. That's why you could be מקל על ידי גימו בני הכנסס. And then he's מדייק that way also from רבינו גרשן, וכי ניר מרדם רבינו גרשן מורה גוילה. בזמן שבסמלי שחום מטפה, כסור עשה תויספס. But then the Rit al-Ghazi goes to the Rambam. And he brings a raya from the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The next, this we didn't outline, but if you look at the next paragraph, the beginning, he says, "V'hinei midivrei haRambam b'reish perek gimel debechayos shekosav stam." We have that Rambam here as well. Shekosav stam imein shomum chareze yishochet al pishloi shebnei haKnesses. And then the Rambam writes. V'chein b'chor shiratz l'chutzarz. Nirimid lo'icholak l'gamwi. So he says, v'bazei, afilu b'horotz, v'chutz l'horotz, afilu b'zman b'esam l'ishkayim. Shema minu d'sfiru lebi, afilu b'zman sh'b'esam l'ishkayim. V'afilu b'eretz matirim. V'zeh sh'loi k'divri ha'toysus. Okay, so it comes out here, machlekes rishenim, do he understands whether the heter would be even bizman abayis. If you have an open mum, a mum muvuk, whether it could be niter. Now what's interesting is that he's bothered by this himself, is that the Rambam writes, v'chein b'chol shiyotza l'chutz l'aretz. L'chayr, if the Rambam holds that even b'eretz Yisrael matirim, k'shein shemumcha, means he's, the way the Rit al-Ghazi is learning the Rambam, and this Stam Loshan Rambam, is that B'mokom She'en Mumcha, right, and even B'zman HaBayis, you're able to be Mater, the Mum, with Kimul B'nei HaKnesses. That's how he's learning. That's a simple Loshan Rambam. So then the Hemshech Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam writes, he ends the Halacha by saying, V'chein B'chol She'yotza L'chutz L'aretz V'nafal B'y Mum, so the Rambam says it's not up to shloish bnei haKnesses. Of course, even Boaz, even in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, the way we're learning the Rambam says clearly that if there's no main shemumcha and it's from the mumim agluim v'amuvhokim, so the Rambam says it's yishachar up to shloish bnei haKnesses. Says the Rit al-Ghazi, since the Rambam didn't say bizman hazeh, it's even bizman habayis. Okay, so what's the Rambam's Tosefos? V'chein b'chol shiyotza chutz l'aretz. So if I can't, those words of the Rambam seem to contradict it. So the Rit al-Ghazi wants to say a chidush nifle. He says, l'fi ani yizdaiti l'das ha-Rambam, and I found a rekeach that learns like the Rit al-Ghazi. He says, l'fi ani yizdaiti l'das ha-Rambam, yishloim l'sfir alei hepech s'foros ha-Tosefos. The sfir alei de bizman ha-migdosh kayim. He says, they hold that Bizman Shabbos Kayim Chomer Tvei, Mistava Tvei Los. The Rambam Svir Lei Denapachu. The other Rabbi, Bizman Beis HaMikdosh, Roi La'akrova Kil Tvei. He held a Chiddush. Other Rabbi, the din of our Mishnah is even Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaBayis, it's Zichar Plas. Here a Chiddush. Even though Bizman HaBayis, it's not Roi, Bizman HaZeh, it's not Roi Lemizbech anyway. Much more, it should be much more kal. Bizman hazeh. Should be much more kal. He says, no. The kiva on the roi la'akhov of ain la bailam ef sedmom li topo by ashitu by mum. The biyodi la'akhiva. Since the bailam could bring it as a kol, the kohen could bring it as a kol. So he has nothing really to lose. Memele zokdel. The mishum pseida there, the akhov say muki yezib as a lechshivi pseida. And Mela Zokta, Therefore, it's mokal. That makes sense when we're dealing with the nemonos of the kohen. If you're dealing with the nemonos of the kohen, so there it makes sense to say that bizman habayis, the kohen will be more neman than bizman hazeh. Because bizman habayis, the kohen doesn't lose all that much. Yes, a mum, not a mum. He could use it either way. If it doesn't have a mum, he brings it to the kohen, he takes the meat, and he gives the emurim to the mizbech. Like the Rital Gazi is saying, it's a hefset moit. Right? Shaloi bizman habayis, the kohen is choshev, because now he has an animal, there's nothing he could do with. Unless it gets a mum, so the stakes are very high. He's losing the whole behemoth. So then there's more of a chshat. That makes sense, Lagabi the sugya earlier, when we were dealing with the nemonos of the kohen to say, hitelichoch. Okay, but here we're not dealing with the nemonos of the kohen. Here we're dealing with the mumchois, right? We're dealing with the mumchois of the royamum. What's hot as the tongue with them? Why would that make it better? The fact that the guy, the kohen, doesn't have a hefset, that doesn't make the mumch any better. He's a non-mumch. And for sure, a non-mumch makes more sense. You should be able to see mumim. Bizman hazeh, bizman habayis. Yet the Rambam seems to learn that's fakel, for nahapachu. Bizman habayis is, and not only that, Bizman habayis Beretz Yisrael, there's more of a svara that we should rely on the Eina Mumcha than not. It's a Rambam Shapela. Mama Shapela. But Lamai said this, the Rital Gazi's diak is a strong diak in the Rambam. And the Rekech Taka learns like that also. The way the Rambam reads. V'chein, he adds another halacha. V'chein, b'chor, shigotz in the chutzlaret. Kilu, there would be a svara to say that now that the b'chor is in chutzlaret, there's less than manas. It's a meridik achidish. So I think after Shekhem and Azei Zogin, because I really want to move to the next sugya, I think we could say it's like this. Let's read the Gemara. Rav Simloiv Rav Yudin Nesir Tavayim Meshmed Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri. The Amri Lo Rav Simloiv Rival Tavayim Meshem Rabbi Yudin Nesir Amri. Hatoz Pachol Bechutz Lazar Pishloi Shebnei HaKnesses. Okay, no, Chamo, according to the Rekeach and the Rital Gazi, it's Afilu Bechutz Lazar. It's not Tavke Bechutz Lazar. It's even a Chutz Lazar. Omar Rover B'mumu Mavoki. Michael Mashron Tanino. So here the Gemara clearly says the svar is in Chutz Laretz to be more maker. You could have three. My kamash from Tanina is in short al pigimu b'nei haknesses. He must eat to have a minimum mokum mumche kamash one, but mokum shein mumche. Mokum shein mumche loy. Fine. When is a mumche, you can't rely on it. Om afchi baram gom, gim matiz a bachob mokum shein mumche. Gim matiz a neder mokum shein chocham, gim matiz a bachob mokum shein mumche. Afu came to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says not that way that you can't. Shloishim if you neder mokum shein chocham. Afu came to Rabbi Yudin, gom matos non begimu. Rabbi Yudin mechmeim chocham, you need a chocham. Mokum shechocham kigoy man, who's the chocham? Haman nagman kigoy nano. Rav Yehuda ama echem yem chocham, mechlal danach koldom, ravin mistav alay. So clearly the Gemara's mashma that dafke bizman hazeh and b'chutz laretz, it's better. But the way you have to learn the whole Gemara, the other way is fakel. When every time it says chutz laretz, I feel it b'chutz laretz. Not like this. Shazbo, well, what's the svar? You could say here, to be mevar of this, b'kasher to what we discussed in several shiurim, that really, whenever there's a staklus b'mumim, whenever you have a roya mumim, there's really two halachas that are happening. One is yeredeya. which is clarifying halachically that this is no longer a bechor with any kind of kedushas aguf. It has a mum. It's okay to be eaten. That's one nekuda. That's clearly is